You've seen seven wonders, and your bed is green. surely miss your tender kiss. Don't leave me this way.
They kept saying, I know, you know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about all you guys that are running around in pink sneakers, trying to date ladies that are running around in blue jeans. You know the ones that are all messed up. You come and put so much pressure on, you make my AC baby take his cast off, man. For good. And you're all so proud of yourselves, aren't you? You're all so proud because you think that you have figured out how to get one over on RP and Ace Bobby Arden. And then you go to the referees and you go to the commission and you say, well, these guys are punching so much, they should have gloves on. I think to myself, 86 just out to get my kicks. I think to myself, if that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, you peasant. I would like to introduce my new protege, the one and only Mr. Boxing Bob Arden. Look at this man. Look at this man right here. And no, that's what you wanted. You wanted boxing gloves on it. So we decided to do this. We decided that since there's nobody in the world, easy boxing Bob, since there's nobody in the entire world that wants to wrestle us anymore, we thought that we would put an open contract out for anybody who has ever had the wrestling trunks on in a ring at any time in their life. If you want to put the gloves on, this is all you got to do. You just got to step up and say, boo, this is boxing Bob. Hi, boxing Bob. You see, we'll fight anybody at any time. So just come on and see if you got the gut. See, just when you think you got all the answers, we change the question.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong. When I'm tired and weak, I could search this whole world over. You'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend.
Blame it on the sun that didn't shine. I blame it on the wind and the trees. I blame it on the time that never was enough. I blame it on the tide and sea. But my heart blames. Blame it on the day that ended once too soon. I blame it on the nights that could not be. But my heart blames it on me. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. There was 10 of us living in a two-room shack on the banks of the river by the railroad track. We kept chickens in a pen in the back, and everybody said we was poor folks. My daddy was a farmer, but all he ever raised was us. Dug a 40-foot well, struck 36 gallons of dust. The Salvation Army gave us clothes to wear. A man from the county came to cut our hair. We lived next door to a millionaire, but we wasn't nothing but poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folk's world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. My granddaddy's pension was $1.33. That was $10 less than the landlord wanted for rent. The landlord's letters got nasty indeed. He wrote, "Get out," but Paul couldn't read. And we was too broke to even pay heed. But that's how it is when you're poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. But we had something in our house money can't buy. Kept us warm in the winter, cool when the sun was high. For whenever we didn't have food enough, and the howling winds would get pretty rough, we patched the cracks and set the table with love. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks, and we wasn't nothing but poor folks. My mom and my dad was poor folks. My brother and my sister was poor folks. My dog and my cat was poor folks. And even the poor folks was poor folks.
Shirt we all have. Nothing wrong with black.
It looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens. Lord, he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Well, Satan can't make me doubt it.
I won't doubt it.
It's real and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna shout it.
Well, I was there with...
Hold on. I hate to interrupt, but you guys got something else. I'm sorry. I can't market gospel no more.
So that's it?
I don't record material that doesn't sell, Mr. Cash, and gospel like that doesn't sell.
So is it the gospel or the way I sing it?
Both.
Well, what's wrong with the way I sing it?
I don't believe you.
You saying I don't believe in God?
JR, come on, let's go.
No, I want to understand. I mean, we come down here, we play for a minute, and he tells me I don't believe in God.
You know exactly what I'm telling you. We've already heard that song 100 times, just like that, just like how you were singing it.
Well, you didn't let us bring it home.
Bring it home? All right, let's bring it home. If you was hit by a truck and you were lying out in that gutter dying and you had time to sing one song, huh? One song people would remember before your dirt. One song that would let God know what you felt about your time here on earth. One song that would sum you up. You telling me that's the song you'd sing? That same Jimmy Davis tune we hear on the radio all day about your peace within and how it's real and how you're gonna shout it? Or would you sing something different? Something real, something you felt, because I'm telling you right now, that's the kind of song people want to hear. That's the kind of song that truly saves people. It ain't got nothing to do with believing in God, Mr. Cash. It has to do with believing in yourself.
Well, I got a couple songs I wrote in the Air Force. You got anything against the Air Force?
No.
I do.
JR, whatever you're about to play, we ain't never heard it.
I hear the train a-comin'. It's rollin' round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. Mm-hmm.
Ben. Are you drunk? What happened?
He didn't like our gospel. So I played him some songs that I wrote. And we made a record. I mean, a real, real record. We did it like six times. I had to sing a song over and over again and playing it. And you should have seen Marshall was so nervous. But I mean, we made a real record. My song.
Oh, geez.
I believe this is cool. You're going.
I got to love Big Blue.
Yes.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get.
La 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 draggled hook necklace. Your pants are groovy and your hair's okay. But man, that car of yours is so uncool. Like, wow, I'm sorry, but we towed it away.
Truck in.